Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Barefoot Contessa, How Easy Is That? By Ina Garten is a home cooking cookbook designed to help readers make food that feels special without complicated techniques or hard-to-find ingredients. Known from the Barefoot Contessa television series, Garten builds the book around the idea that simplicity can still deliver deeply satisfying flavor and an elegant, guest-ready result. Rather than focusing on ultra-minimal shortcut meals, she offers dependable recipes that are streamlined in method, supported by practical cooking tips, and suited to real-life schedules. The emphasis is on confidence building, choosing good ingredients, using straightforward steps, and relying on smart planning so the cook is not stressed when it is time to serve. The book is also visually driven, with extensive full-color photography that helps readers understand what success looks like and encourages them to cook from start to finish. Overall, it aims to make entertaining and everyday meals feel achievable, polished, and enjoyable. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, simplicity without sacrificing flavor. A defining message of how easy is that easier does not mean bland or careless. Ina Garten frames her recipes around techniques that deliver strong results with a manageable amount of work, helping home cooks avoid the belief that impressive food requires complicated chef-level steps. The book favors clear, direct preparation methods and familiar kitchen processes, but it still aims for the rich flavors associated with her style of cooking. That balance matters because many convenience-focused cookbooks rely on extreme shortcuts that can flatten taste or texture. Here, the recipes are presented as tried and true options that are meant to feel dependable, not experimental. The simplicity is also practical. The approach discourages unnecessary equipment, fussy garnishes, or hard-to-source items that turn cooking into a project. The result is a model of cooking where the effort is concentrated in the few places that truly improve the dish, while everything else is kept streamlined. For readers, this becomes a repeatable philosophy they can apply beyond the book, simplify the process, not the outcome. Secondly, smart grocery strategy and accessible ingredients, the book repeatedly reinforces the idea that great home cooking should be achievable with ordinary shopping habits. Garten emphasizes that you should not need multiple specialty store stops to cook well, which is a major barrier for busy cooks who want to serve a complete meal without turning errands into a weekend task. In practice, this means leaning on ingredients that are widely available and planning recipes so that shopping is straightforward. The value of this approach goes beyond convenience. When ingredients are accessible, a cook is more likely to make a recipe again, which is how skill and confidence build over time. It also supports flexibility, because a reader can often substitute similar items from a standard market without losing the spirit of the dish. The broader theme is reducing friction, fewer hard-to-find components, fewer last-minute surprises, and fewer reasons to abandon a recipe midstream. That makes the book especially useful for weeknight cooking and for entertaining, when shopping and timing are closely linked. Thirdly, Easiest Recipes Ever, But Still Real Cooking, How Easy Is That? Positions itself as Ina Garten offering her most approachable set of recipes, yet the promise is not that everything can be made instantly. A key distinction is that these are not simply three-ingredient assemblies designed to be finished in minutes. Instead, the recipes aim to be simple in structure and dependable in outcome, while still feeling like cooking rather than merely combining packaged components. This matters for readers who want meals that taste homemade and satisfying, not improvised. The book supports cooks who are willing to do a reasonable amount of prep and cooking time, but who want the process to feel calm and well-explained. In that sense, it can also serve as a bridge between beginner-friendly cooking and more ambitious entertaining. The reader learns that ease can come from clear sequencing, a manageable number of steps, and techniques that are familiar, not necessarily from eliminating all work. That framing helps set realistic expectations and encourages readers to choose recipes that match their time and comfort level. Fourthly, practical tips that make entertaining less stressful. Entertaining is central to the Barefoot Contessa brand, and this book brings that sensibility into an easier, more everyday format. The emphasis is on cooking in a way that supports hosting, minimizing last-minute chaos, choosing dishes that can be served confidently, and using small process decisions that keep the cook present with guests. The tips and guidance are designed to reduce stress by encouraging planning and straightforward execution. Rather than requiring elaborate presentation tricks, the book aims for food that looks and feels elegant because it is made well and served thoughtfully. That is why it resonates with readers who like the idea of having friends or family over, but do not want to spend the entire day in the kitchen. Even when a recipe is not specifically for a party, the method tends to support that same goal: make something delicious, time it sensibly, and serve it with confidence. The practical takeaway is a hosting mindset that prioritizes simplicity, warmth, and reliability over culinary showmanship. Lastly, visual guidance and confidence building through photography. A notable feature of How Easy Is That is its heavy use of full-color photography. In cookbooks, images are not just decoration. They function as reassurance, helping readers understand what a finished dish should look like and making the cooking experience feel more accessible. Garten uses the visual format to inspire readers to try recipes they might otherwise skip, especially if they are unsure about how a dish should come together. For busy home cooks, that confidence boost is practical because it reduces hesitation and second-guessing. The photography also supports the book's overall promise of elegance without fuss by showing that simple food can still be beautiful on the plate. Combined with clear instructions and tips, the visuals help create a guided experience that feels closer to being taught than merely being handed a list of ingredients. This is particularly helpful for readers who learn best by seeing results, and for cooks who want to serve meals that look polished. In a category crowded with text-heavy recipe collections, the visual clarity becomes a meaningful part of the book's usefulness. In conclusion, Barefoot Contessa, How Easy Is That? Fits best for home cooks who want reliable, flavorful recipes that feel elevated but are not built around complicated culinary techniques. It is especially well-suited to busy readers who still care about cooking something impressive for family or guests, and who value clear guidance over gimmicky shortcuts. The practical benefits are immediate: fewer barriers in shopping and preparation, a mindset that prioritizes high payoff steps, and recipes that aim to be repeatable rather than aspirational. The book also supports skill development because it treats ease as smart process and good choices, not as cutting corners until the food loses character. Compared with many quick meal cookbooks, it stands out by insisting that simplicity can coexist with depth of flavor and a sense of occasion. Compared with more advanced entertaining books, it stands out by lowering the friction, fewer specialized tools, fewer hard-to-source items, and an approach that respects the realities of time and energy. Readers looking for ultra-fast 5-minute meals may still find some recipes require moderate effort, but those who want a dependable path to delicious, guest-ready food will find it a strong, confidence-building companion. And if you would like to support Ina Garten, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.